Now, notice, now look what it said, that the non-Jewish believer and the co-heirs of his promise through union with him. We're right here in Houston. And I ain't ashamed to say it, right here in Houston. I'm not too weak-kneed to say it. And you go right up there, you know, we go through a little formality. But the First Baptist Church don't want us up there.
Okay.
Not wholehearted. I mean, just to keep down, you know, to keep down ripples in the water and let you few slip in the back door. But see, that kind of stuff shouldn't be. It shouldn't be about color. We shouldn't go around indicating that we're better just because we're a certain color, a certain race. We should be indicating we're better because we belong to Christ.
Amen.
What makes the difference in my life? Have I been washed in the blood? Have I been born again? Have I been Holy Ghost filled? Let me go up in there talking in tongues, see what happens. Then I'm a heathen. All right, let's go on. We won't go any further on that. All right. Non-Jewish believers into co-heirs of his promise through our union with him. And you have now become members of his body, one with the anointed one. I'm going to say that again. You have become what? Members of his body. One with the anointed one. Can you, in your wisdom, your wise self, tell me which part of your body that when you eat food, it won't even affect it? You drink water, it'll affect your hair. It affect your toenail. It affect your fingernail. It affect your eyeballs. Because you're one with your body is one. And when we understand, I am one with Jesus, whatever affects Jesus affect me. If divine life is in Jesus, divine life is in me. But see, what we got to understand, that life is released through words of faith. Remember what he said? For by grace are you saved through faith, that's not yourself. It's the gift of God. God knew. That's why he planned it that way. That's the only way it'll work. The power that is in life works by the faith of words that come out of your mouth being spoken according to the will of God. It gives you life. Hallelujah.
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 He said, went on to say, ooh, this time, hallelujah. I have been, listen to verse 7 and 8, they got them together. He said, I've been made a messenger of this wonderful news by the gift of grace that works through me. See, Paul was confident. He was confident that he'd been given, that he'd been made a messenger of this wonderful news by the gifts of grace that works through him. And I got to be that way, and you have to be that way. When I'm sharing, when I'm going for and sharing this gospel, I got to be confident that this wonderful grace, this wonderful message, that news I'm telling, is the gift of God's grace that is working through me.
Amen.
It's working through me. If Christ is the grace of God, then I'm part of the body. It got to work through me too.
Amen.
You know, when you eat food, your stomach is the only one get to enjoy the benefit of the food. It's just the digestion system works, that it works. But your whole body gets it because it turns into blood and cells and all that, and it keep the whole body functioning. Come on. Hello? He said, even though I am the, listen to what Paul said, even though I am the least significant in all his holy believers, this grace gift was imparted with the manifestation of his power, came upon me. Grace alone empowered me so that I can boldly preach this wonderful message to non-Jewish people. Now, Paul was a Jew. And Paul had to get Peter straightened out. You remember that in the second chapter? I believe second chapter of Galatians. You remember that? I'm not going to go into it. But he knew when Jesus met him on the road to the master and stopped him. He told him that he was going to the nation. And he said, I boldly preach this to the non-Jewish to let them know you're just as much of the kingdom of God, you're just as much of the body of Christ as I am. By being a Gentile, I have nothing to do with that. But you know, we for years in this country, if you read the story about when Seymour went to California, when that revival broke out a little over 100 years ago, he couldn't go in the service. He had to sit out on the step and listen. They let him sit out on the step and listen to him preach. That's so stupid. But you couldn't, it's hard to believe that believers that kind of had that kind of ignorance going on among them. But it happened today. I'm trying to tell you, there's things that we're going to say that should wake you up and stir you in a direction you never been in to stop walking around with poverty and lack and confusion, strife, and all this silly stuff. Let's come together in the power. Let's do some work for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let's cast out some devils. Hallelujah. So where did I stop it? All right. He said, this grace gift was imparted when the manifestation of his power came upon me. Grace alone empowered me so that I can boldly preach this wonderful message to non-Jewish people, sharing with them the unfading, inexhaustible riches of Christ, which are beyond comprehension. My passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. That should be our passion. But people around playing church, playing religion, all this other stuff. My passion ought to be to enlighten every person I meet to this divine mystery. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. It was hidden from ages past until now, kept a secret in the heart of God, the creator of all. It was kept a secret. Listen why he kept it a secret. The purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of angelic order in the heavenly realms God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. See, God's wisdom is diverse. And he wanted his diverse wisdom to be revealed through the church. Not to angels, not to angelic hosts, to the church. You can't find in the scripture where God said to an angel, let us make him like a man, or make him like us. But he said it to a man.